On today's show, we ask the question, what if? What if the Dallas Stars had not been eliminated in round two of the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs? We'll talk about the implications for the rest of those playoff games that the Stars would have played, talk about the implications that offseason, and where the Stars would be now had they potentially won the Stanley Cup back in 2019. All of that coming up on today's episode of Locked On Stars.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast, the only daily in-season podcast covering the Dallas Stars, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Dane Lewis, your local expert on all things Dallas Stars hockey, credentialed member of the Dallas Stars media, coming to you on this Wednesday, August 10th. And whether this is your first time here or you are a recurring listener, thank you for stopping by today's show and for making us your first listen every single day. Be sure to subscribe to our show on YouTube, as well as give us a follow on your favorite podcasting platform, where you can also leave a 5-star rating and review if you like what you hear. Remember that we are free and available no matter where or how you choose to listen. But regardless of where you tune in, we are thankful that you have joined the show today to talk about a what if Wednesday, if you will. In the woes of the dog days of the NHL offseason, it can lead a man to YouTube to watch, countless NHL highlights from previous seasons, including a video of every Dallas Stars playoff goal from the 2019 postseason. Then about halfway through that video, I start getting sad because I remember why that 2019 postseason was cut short right down the middle at the halfway point of what many Stars fans were hoping would be a full journey to playing in the Stanley Cup Finals and maybe even potentially winning that Stanley Cup Final. And today, I want to ask the question, what if the Stars had gone on to win the Stanley Cup Finals, if they had not lost in Game 7 against the St. Louis Blues in that second round series? We all remember that fateful day, May 7th, 2019, when Pat Maroon just crushed the hopes and dreams of the entire city of Dallas in overtime, double overtime, in fact, a game that featured two first period goals and then a second, third, and first overtime period with absolutely no goals, just an outstanding goaltending performance from Ben Bishop and Jordan Binnington. And before we really tackle what the implications of the what if the Stars, what the NHL would have looked like had they won the Cup in 2019, we have to ask what would have happened had the Stars advanced in that second round. Could they have actually won the Stanley Cup Finals? And the short answer to that, before I dive into it here a little bit, is a yes. I do think that it is very realistic and, reasonable that the Stars could have very well competed for and won the Stanley Cup trophy in 2019 if they had been on the other end of the conclusion of that second round series with the Blues. I mean, they would have gone on to play the San Jose Sharks. If we're going to simulate this the way that the rest of the postseason did play out, the Stars would have gone on to play the San Jose Sharks in the Western Conference Finals. And the Sharks were a team that the Stars fared pretty well against in the regular season. In the 18-19 campaign, the Stars won 2 out of 3 in that series against San Jose. And then it's just one of those things where if you continue to watch the playoffs after the Stars were eliminated, you know that the Sharks dealt with their fair share of injuries, especially in the back half of that Western Conference Final. Joe Pavelski, Tomas Hertl, Carlson, guys that missed big moments, especially near the end of that series. I know all three of those guys kind of missing significant minutes in the 5th and 6th game of that series. And, it was kind of crazy because at the start of that series, you might have thought that the San Jose Sharks were finally going to, break through and win their own Stanley Cup with Pete DeBoer there as head coach. The Sharks won 2 out of 3 games to start that series off, but then, the injuries caught up to them. The St. Louis Blues just seemed to kind of be a team of destiny in that postseason. They were just an incredibly difficult team to stop, paired with the injuries to some of the biggest names on that San Jose Sharks roster, and it was just a recipe for disaster for that Sharks squad. So I think the Stars go into that series. It's probably still a 5 or 6 game series realistically, but I do think that they eventually have their way and claim victory over the Sharks, especially behind a performance like Ben Bishop, who likely would have been reaching his peak performance in the playoffs. I mean, he played outstanding against the Predators and even more outstanding against the St. Louis Blues, a 9.33 save percentage and a 2.22 goals against average in 13 playoff games in 2019. And then you even look at the skaters on that team. I mean, you look at the leaders and they were actually leading, which now, you know, it's kind of up for debate whether or not some of the quote unquote leaders of the team are living up to their potential. Tyler Seguin, 4 goals, 7 assists, 11 points. Alexander Radulov, 5 goals, 5 assists, totaling 10 points. Jamie Benn, 10 points with 2 goals, 8 assists. John Klingberg, 7 assists, 2 goals, 9 points. Game winner in game 6 over the Preds. And even the newly acquired Matt Zuccarello, who the Stars got in the middle of the 2018-2019 season from the New York Rangers, 4 goals, 7 assists, 11 points. Tied with Tyler Seguin for the most points on the team throughout the playoffs. And every single one of those guys was playing in every single playoff game, out there on the ice, eating up minutes, giving it their all that the Stars might could potentially advance and go deep in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And so, you know, you move on from the San Jose Sharks, a pretty tough and hard-fought 5-6 game series with the Stars. If they're able to stay healthy, which they had done a pretty good job of up to that point in the postseason, they get that date with the Sharks, they win in, let's say, 6 games, and then they move on to a Stanley Cup final with the Boston Bruins. Again, assuming everything stays the same there, which I imagine the Bruins getting to the Stanley Cup Finals, beating, I believe, the Carolina Hurricanes in that Eastern Conference Final pretty soundly. So Dallas and Boston meet up in the final round of the Stanley Cup playoffs to play for the best trophy in sports. And this would have been a very intriguing series to watch, a likely 7-game series, because these clubs split their season series at 1 apiece in the 2018-2019 season, both games happening in late 2018, and both games going to overtime in that regular season. The Boston Bruins win game 1 of that season series 2-1 in overtime on November 5th, 2018, and then, what, 11 days later, the Stars get the win at home 1-0 on November 16th, 2018. And Ben Bishop and Tuukka Rask just going at each other in that game. I mean, it went 0-0 going into overtime. And then Jason Dickinson scores the game winner on one of the more exciting 2-on-1 rushes that we've seen in a while. I believe it was Matthias Janmark who he teams up with for that game winning goal. But again, this would have just been a very fun series to watch with plenty of firepower on each side. We've talked about the guys that were key players for the Stars. But Boston, also with a plethora of playmakers, Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, Patrice Bergeron, Torrey Krug, I mean, just the list goes on and on. Tuukka Rask, who I mentioned, had a fantastic postseason and kind of near the back half of his career, but still was having a great campaign and a great playoffs. And I still think that the Dallas Stars would have had the advantage in net. If you look at the numbers from the postseason, Rask had similar numbers to Bishop. He did play 11 more games in the postseason, having actually made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. But we talked about Bishop's numbers earlier, a 9.33 save percentage and a 2.22 goals against average. Rask, in 24 postseason games played in the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs, a 9.34 save percentage and a 2.02 goals against average. So I think it would have been pretty evenly matched, but I think the Stars maybe, you know, have the advantage defensively, just being the defensive minded team that they are and playing pretty good defense throughout the time in the postseason that they did have. Certainly not the fault of the defense or the goaltending that the Stars were eliminated. And I think if they're able to get past St. Louis, I think that it's not necessarily an easy path to get to the Stanley Cup Finals and eventually winning it. But I do think it is much more realistic. And like I said, it probably still takes 7 games, as this was a fiery, competitive, physical Boston team. But similar to the San Jose Sharks, the Boston Bruins also started suffering from a few injuries, especially to their defensive core, which again, I think would have given the Stars the upper hand defensively and would have allowed their offense to be a little bit more productive, especially with guys like Seguin and Zuccarello, who were having fantastic playoff outings. I think they would have continued to trend upwards and continue to catch fire, and I think they would have taken advantage of what was an injury-ridden and lacking defensive core from the Boston Bruins. And the Bruins are also really bad at home in the series against the Blues, and I don't think that would have changed given their opponent. They did not play well in Boston in the Stanley Cup Finals. Several guys plagued with injuries. Again, I don't think it's easy because it's never easy to win a championship in professional sports, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to say that the Stars could have won the Stanley Cup Finals, and it's very reasonable to say so had they been on the other end of that Game 7 in the second round against the St. Louis Blues. Well, we will continue to talk about the what if of the Stars 2019 playoff run. We will talk about the offseason that came after the conclusion of that 2018-2019 season and what might have happened and how the Stars would have made some different moves in the offseason, and it would have made for a different team that we know today. All of that coming up after a quick break. Today's episode of Locked On Stars is brought to you by our friends at Athletic Greens and their product, AG1. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Moving on this What If Wednesday here at Locked On Stars. Thank you again for making us your first listen of the day, talking about the 2019 postseason and what would have happened had the Stars beaten the St. Louis Blues and moved on to win their next two series, bringing Lord Stanley back to Dallas for the first time since 1999. Would have been really cool. Would have been a nice 20-year anniversary of the first and only Stanley Cup Finals team in Stars history. And then 20 years later, another team bringing the Cup back to Texas. And, you know, we've talked about, could the Stars have beaten the Sharks? Could the Stars have beaten the Bruins? But now let's shift our focus to the 2019 offseason, because I think things would have looked very different had they won the Cup for the Stars, but for the rest of the NHL in general. And I mean, you just have to assume that because, you know, literally whoever wins the Cup, I mean, that just sends so many different things in motion as far as the team that wins, as far as the team that loses, as far as the two, you know, conference runner-ups, teams that were just on the cusp of reaching the Cup final. So many things change, but that is certainly not different for the Dallas Stars. And the biggest thing that happens, or really the biggest thing that doesn't happen, and maybe the hottest take, or maybe something that you say might could still happen, but if the Stars had won the Stanley Cup in 2019, I do not think that Joe Pavelski comes to Dallas. I can't say whether or not he stays in San Jose and remains a Shark, or maybe he goes off somewhere else, but I do not think that he comes to Dallas, because I don't think Dallas is looking to go out and add a player like him. Maybe they still try to go out and get him, but I just don't envision that happening. I think the Stars on the other side would have perhaps, you know, kept Matt Zuccarello, maybe re-signed him and tried to keep him around a little bit longer. And I think given how he's played in Minnesota, that that's probably still a somewhat smart decision. 24 goals, 55 assists, 79 points in the 2021-2022 season. You could argue that maybe he hasn't been as effective as Joe Pavelski, and that's a very fair argument. If you ask me, like just looking now, I would rather have Pavelski, but I just don't think the Stars would have gone out and made that move, because the Stars did lose Zuccarello in the offseason in reality in 2019 to the Minnesota Wild, and then they went out and got a guy like Joe Pavelski, and it would kind of evened out. But I think in the reverse, it evens out that they keep Zuccarello and they don't bring Pavs to Dallas, which you even think down to this offseason. Does that, you know, if the Stars are making a coaching change at the end of the 2021-2022 season, does that affect, you know, Pete DeBoer's decision to come here? Or does that affect the coaching decision at all? Do we still have Jim Montgomery as head coach? We'll talk about that a little bit later on down the line. And there's plenty of guys that got re-signed by the club that I just don't know if they would have been re-signed, because maybe with the cup win, they ask for a little bit more money and the Stars would just not have been able to distribute as much cash as maybe they could have since they didn't win the cup. I mean, we've even seen it with members of the Colorado Avalanche this past offseason, guys that, you know, they had to let go, like Burakovsky to Seattle, just simply because they don't have the cap space or money to retain everyone and keep everyone around, even smaller role players, whether it's Matthias Janmark or Jason Dickinson, Esa Lindell even, who knows if he sticks around and, you know, remains with the Stars after the 2019 season. And, you know, the Stars, you even look deeper down on the roster at guys like Valanciunas, not really a big contributor at all with this time in Dallas, but especially in the 2019 playoffs, hardly even played in the postseason in 2019. But with a cup win, I think the Stars are focused a little bit less on that. And, you know, maybe they don't buy out his contract and maybe they give him one last shot with the Stars in the following season. And then who knows what he becomes, because now we know what kind of player that he can be, having seen him with the Colorado Avalanche. So maybe Valanciunas, you know, future or his time in the league looks different if the Stars win the cup. Maybe or maybe not, they don't get Corey Perry. I kind of went back and forth on this one, just being the player that Corey Perry was coming into the 2019-2020 season, being an older guy. He was a great add by the Stars in the 19 offseason and was a pretty good contributor for the team during his brief stint in Dallas. But again, I don't know if they go out seeking that veteran leadership and that veteran presence with a guy like Perry, having just won the cup. I imagine that they would want to try to keep guys like Sagan, Ben, Klingberg, Radulov as long as they could, which they did do that anyway. But especially if you win the Stanley Cup, maybe one of those guys departs some way or another at some point. But I don't really see that happening because all of those guys played fantastic. And then, you know, maybe that affects, you know, where they get signed farther on down the line. You know, we can really only speculate, like I said a little bit earlier, what happens to a guy like Jim Montgomery if the Stars won the cup back in 2019. Obviously, we don't know everything that was going on in his life when he was dismissed from his duties as coach of the Stars. I know that there was a lot of, you know, rehab that was involved afterward and things of that nature, not diving too deep into it there. Don't necessarily want to try to speculate what was happening with him, but you just never know the trajectory of his coaching career, of his life. If the Stars win that 2019 Stanley Cup, if he would still be with the team today, if he would be with the Stars long term, maybe we never see Rick Bowness come to Dallas. And as a result, maybe we never see Pete DeBoer get signed as the head coach in Dallas. So a ton of speculation goes into what could have happened in that offseason. There were clearly a ton of big free agents and other moves that went down that offseason, but I don't know if the Stars would have been as busy. I mean, you even look at Colorado just to, you know, recency again, or even, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning in the past few seasons, they look to retain a lot of the guys that are on their team to try to run it back. I mean, we even see it in other sports. I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they won the Super Bowl in the 2020-2021 season, they brought back, what, all 22 starters on that team, and they still had a very successful campaign. Even though they did not go back-to-back, they still made it to the playoffs and made a relatively deep run. So I would have imagined that the Stars would have tried to do something similar and try to keep that core together as best they can. You probably lose a few pieces, like I said, whether it's Janmark, Dickinson, Lindell, so on and so forth. But overall, I think the Stars would have kept a relatively, you know, same team, and they would have tried to run it back with a very similar squad. And what they also had, you know, debatably one of the best goalie tandems in the league with Ben Bishop and Anton Khudobin. And I think that they, you know, would have been a quiet offseason for the Stars, but they still would have had a pretty exciting start to the 2019-2020 season. Well, coming up next to close out the show, we will speculate what the Stars would look like right now had they won the Stanley Cup back in 2019. Today's episode of Locked On Stars is brought to you by our friends at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline.net continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action happening around the sports world. BetOnline.net is where the game starts. All right, we're closing out this Wednesday episode, this What If Wednesday episode of Locked On Stars, continuing to speculate what the team, what the franchise would look like had the Stars brought Lord Stanley back to the American Airlines Center in downtown Dallas in 2019. And it's truly a hard thing to speculate, and I guess it's all subjective. Curious, you listening at home, whether you're on a podcasting platform or on YouTube, feel free to drop a comment what you think the Stars would look like had they won the Cup back in 2019. Do you think they still go out and get a guy like Pavelski? Do you think that they hold on to a guy like Zuccarello? Let me know what your thoughts are on all of this down below in the comments. But again, it's a difficult thing to speculate. Of course, something that's subjective and, you know, something that is left to the imagination of each individual. And of course, we all know that the Stars in reality did make it to the Stanley Cup Finals back in 2020. And, you know, would have been crazy to think about if the Stars won in 2019 and then they follow the same path in 2020. I mean, a team that potentially starts knocking on the door of a quote unquote dynasty. But again, that's just a big what if. I think the Stars certainly had an easier path in 2019 with, one, there not being a worldwide pandemic. But even with, you know, you have the pandemic and then you look at that playoff stretch that they had, Calgary was a sneaky, tough team. The Colorado Avalanche probably should have won the entire tournament. They Locked On Avalanche could probably do an entire what if episode on the 2020 playoffs had they not lost in game seven of round two against the Dallas Stars. And then the Golden Knights were a really good team that I think just got stonewalled and went cold at the wrong time. And then, of course, we all know how good the Tampa Bay Lightning were in that 2020 bubble. But who knows if the Stars even make the 2020 bubble or what position they're in. Of course, if they, you know, still go on the same path and play Calgary in round one, do they even get out of round one? Because Joe Pavelski was a huge player in the Stars even tying up that series and then eventually making it past that first round. Maybe the Stars are maybe in better shape going into that Stanley Cup playoff 2020 bubble in Edmonton. Maybe they get a little bit better seeding from the round robin, things like that. Or maybe they're in a little bit of a slump coming off a Stanley Cup Finals appearance like we've seen many teams do across professional sports. They win the title and then they kind of come out and have a flat start to the season or a flat season overall. So maybe the Stars don't qualify for a playoff spot, or maybe they qualify differently and get a different first round matchup where they maybe lose, or maybe someone gets injured. You never really know what happens. But I mean, it's hard to say that if the Stars had won in 2019, that they would have followed the same path in 2020, just because of the moves that were set in motion in the 2019 offseason, the addition of Pavelski, the re-signing of the guys like Esa Lindell, Jason Dickinson, guys like that, that, you know, even though some of those guys were bigger contributors than others, still contributors on the team nonetheless. And, you know, you even look at draft positioning. Maybe I can't imagine the Stars draft a guy like Thomas Harley in the summer of 2019 with a Stanley Cup win. And so then you look at this moment in time now with John Klingberg departed from Dallas. Who replaces John Klingberg? Do they go out and get a different defenseman in a different offseason between 2019 and now? Does John Klingberg even leave? Maybe winning a Stanley Cup Finals here ties him a little bit closer here to the community in Dallas, and he decides not to leave. So getting Thomas Harley maybe doesn't matter, but maybe it does, because maybe he does still leave regardless of that cup win to go out and get that big contract. Or maybe the Stars have an easier time giving him that big contract with a Stanley Cup win under his belt, because he was also a key contributor in that 2019 postseason run. Again, all of this speculative, just me running my brain and me getting to ramble here into this microphone for, what, 24, 25 minutes. Really, really fun stuff to think about. Of course, you know, we don't know what other free agents could have come to Dallas in 2019 or in the 2020 offseason, or even, you know, in the 2021 offseason going into this most recent season. Again, very curious on you, the listeners' thoughts below, especially if you're watching on YouTube. Drop a comment of what you think life would be like had the Stars won the Stanley Cup Finals back in 2019, because that game was so back and forth, that game seven in double overtime against the Stars and Blues. I mean, it really is just one of those things that if one little thing goes differently, we could be looking at a drastically different National Hockey League. But that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Stars. Thank you again for tuning in and for making us your first listen of the day. Be sure to subscribe to our show on YouTube as well as your favorite podcast platform. Remember that we are free and available no matter where or how you choose to listen. Remember, you can also find myself and our show on Twitter at @Dane_Lewis and, of course, our show at Locked On Stars. Be sure to be checking Twitter and the YouTube community tab as I will be posting a poll that is related to Friday's episode. So if you want to contribute to the poll, be sure to check the Locked On Stars Twitter account as well as the Locked On Stars community tab on the YouTube page. Be on the lookout for that, and we will see you back here on Friday.